Blog Talk Radio.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty. Put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. Said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost if we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
Joe Biden must have been outside the studio handing out free crack pipes. Those guys, they sound excited. Hey, welcome to the Disrespect Trucker Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Johnson. I'm here with my co-host. We got some exciting news today, but first let me introduce my two co-hosts now. But my first co-host, Chris, been with me from the very beginning. Chris, how the hell are you doing tonight, brother?
Well, I tell you what, a little bit upset. One of my daughters plays college soccer. And last game before the playoffs, the other team basically took her out. They kicked her in the head, and she's got a concussion. And, yeah, I'm not real happy about that. NCAA has pulled her out for the basically the remainder of the playoffs because of her injury. So, yeah, not real happy about it. But, you know, I'll get over that, and we can get on with some trucking news.
Well, now I want to get into that in a second. I'm going to come back. I'm going to – do a Jen Psaki. I'm going to circle back, okay? But first, let me introduce our new co-host, Daryl Gibbs. Daryl is running for lieutenant governor in Colorado, and we have invited him on to be a permanent fixture on the Disrespected Trekker Radio Show because he brings another voice, another opinion, and a different perspective. And as a black man from Colorado, I thought it was even more important to have his perspective shared with the audience also. So it doesn't sound like me and Chris are just going off the rails and sounding like a bunch of racists when we can have a man like Daryl come on and share his thoughts and his views and his opinions. So you get it from both aspects and both sides. Without further ado, though, let me introduce Daryl Gibbs. Daryl, thank you for joining the Disrespected Trekker Radio Show team, and we welcome aboard. How are you doing tonight, my man?
I'm doing good, man. I am so happy that you guys got me on your show. I am honored, and man, it is surely a pleasure. But being out here in Colorado, like you said, I'm running for lieutenant governor on the ticket with Daniel Neuschwanger, and again, you know, it amazes me how the media and the Democratic Party and the GOP is totally fooling everybody in Colorado. And they're blatant. They're just blatant about it. This includes the media, because right now, if you look at anything that deals with Colorado, it seems like there's only two people running for governor. That's it. You know, in actuality, there's five people running for governor, but you don't hear anything. That's just like going to car sales. You want to go buy a car, and they say, "Hey, you know what? I already know what you want. You see five cars, but they say, no, we're going to just give you these two. What about these other three over here? No, you know what? We're going to tell you what you want because, you know, we know best." And I surely hope Colorado is going to look at this and say, you know what, we want better, because there's a reason why the Republican Party and the GOP does not want no one to hear about Danielle and I, because we do bring hope. Danielle's policies, I don't care what they say about her background, don't care. Her policies are on point. When she was GOP, everybody was patting her on the back. Hey, yeah, we love your policies. And then all of a sudden she's like, okay, I'm going to go to American Constitutional. And they won't talk about her policies, but they'll try to go ahead and say all these awful things about her. I mean, she's a very smart woman. Everybody went through their stuff. I mean, if she didn't have the values that I seek, I wouldn't.
Wait a minute here. You're telling me that a white woman and a black man are running for governor and lieutenant governor of Colorado, but you're racist, according to the liberals?
That's what they've been screaming the whole time.
If you don't agree with the Democrat policies, you're just a racist. Well, have you been called a racist, Daryl?
Nobody called me a racist. But let me give you a twist on this. All right, Heidi, she was supposed to have for her lieutenant governor, you know, someone who was Hispanic, but now they already know Danielle and I. We're on a team. They just straight up told her, the GOP told her, no, you're going to have a black man. So now, and I think what it is, they're looking at the ticket and saying, well, you know what, they're not going to really pay attention to it because it's a white woman and a black man, so they're not really going to connect the dots. And I'm telling you, I'm like, okay, you people really think people in Colorado is that stupid? There's no words for this. You know, it's just like, you know, when everybody was talking about the Democrats, is the GOP is getting mad at the Democrats because the Democrats are saying, well, the GOP, you're evil people. You shouldn't be listening. And they're trying to shut them out. And you have all these groups, you know, Facebook and all them shutting out the conservatives. But then you have the GOP, they turn around and do the same thing. So that means they're just as bad as the Democratic Party. And I'm saying those are the people in leadership. I'm not saying the people are bad, because I love the people in the GOP and Democrats. It's just their leadership sucks.
Yeah, no, I get that. I know we all know that on this radio show, me, you, and Chris. But before we get into that, we're going to get into that deeper a little bit later. I wanted Chris to be able to share his story that happened with his daughter, because Chris is actually going to have to leave us a little bit early tonight. So I wanted to make sure that Chris had airtime because he was explaining it to me earlier, and I was just sitting here saying what the fuck the whole time he was saying it to me. I was pissed for Chris and for his daughter. I feel bad for his daughter. But, Chris, why don't you go ahead and go explain to the audience what exactly happened and how good your daughter is at what she does and what they just did. They did her dirty.
I'll tell you what, the way she got railroaded, you'd think that she was trying to run for a state office on an independent ticket. But she's a goalkeeper, and she is. She's very talented. She's very good at it. She had offers to go to Division I teams, which she actually turned down because none of the D1 teams had the nursing program she was looking for. So, yeah, she chose a D3 school with a really, really good nationally ranked nursing school. So she's very diligent in her education, but she's good at what she does, right. And especially at the D3 level, you know, she's the number one ranked goalie in her division, and her team, they've had a great year. Their regular season was awesome. They clinched the division championship, or the division title, I should say, before they even made it to the last game. But their last regular season game before going into the playoffs was against the second place team, which they are going to see in the playoffs. And so, I mean, you tell me, last game before the playoffs, the number two team comes out, and they literally – they surrounded her on a corner kick and basically gave her a prison beat down, kicked the ball in the net. And in the confusion of everything, one of the other team members from the opposing team actually gave her a good kick in the head, a good strong kick in the head with her cleat. And the referee, not only did he not call a penalty for what so many people saw happen, he didn't even call he didn't stop the clock for a medical check, which he's supposed to do anytime there's something like that happens. So she actually finished out the game, obviously not being herself. And, she's been in a lot of pain. It wasn't just a head injury. They also gave her a good cleat to the leg, and basically, she had a cut going down one side of her leg that was bleeding. I mean, she came out of that game literally like she had just taken a prison beating, and not one penalty called on it. But to just add insult to injury, obviously the parents from our team were yelling at this official for not stopping the clock, for not calling the penalty. And that wasn't the only. This team was playing really, really rough, and the officials were just – they were basically letting it, you know, be prison rules out there on the field, which, you know, is not appropriate. And when after they yelled at him and everything, at the end of the game, as he was walking off the field, he actually turned and gave the middle finger to the parents in the crowd, if you can believe that. Yeah, a college referee at an NCAA game, and it was a conference game, actually flipped off the crowd for yelling at him when he didn't call a penalty for someone getting kicked very deliberately in the head. Yeah, I mean, just unbelievable, atrocious behavior. I don't know what's going to come of that official. We're busy tonight. We're actually going to be going through the video and of the game, and, you know, grabbing some screenshots of her getting kicked in the head and some of the other stuff that this official was allowing to happen, you know, and we'll be providing that as like, you know, video support for whatever complaint gets filed. But yeah, this guy, he's got no business being an official. See, I'm pretty hot about that.
Well, not to mention that your daughter has a severe head concussion, correct?
Yeah, she's on, I think today is day five, and she is still light sensitive, noise sensitive, and still having some trouble concentrating. I mean, it's a bad enough injury that the doctors actually pulled her out of her classes and sent notes out to the professors letting them know that she's got a pretty severe concussion. And fortunately, they're all working with her and being real good and like, hey, don't stress yourself out. You know, we're going to let you get this stuff caught back up at your own pace once you're better. So at least they're working with her. You know, of course, she's got a really good relationship with her professors anyway, because I don't know what happened to her. She's like a very, very good student. She pays attention and is always properly prepared and shows up early. She's like that type of person, you know, completely unlike, you know, the rest of the family. but very good. She does have that relationship and very mild-mannered and non-confrontational type of person, unless you're in her goal box. If you're in her goal box, you know, that's between you and God.
Well, we hope that she has a fast recovery and she can – it just sucks because now what they did is just, you know, took her away from her dream purposely to, you know, not be able to play in the playoffs and show her skills, and they stole that from her, in my opinion. But we certainly wish her well. So, I wanted to get to I was reading some headlines before the show. You know, we're going to talk about the impending diesel shortage, especially on the East Coast. We're down to 25 days worth of diesel fuel stockpiled. We're usually sitting at anywhere between 35 and 55. They actually have diverted tankers that were headed to Europe with diesel back to the United States to the East Coast. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But I want to get into some of these headlines first because they're too good not to. And then we'll kind of do a roundtable on what everybody thinks. But one of the biggest breaking stories, that was at 1:30 p.m. today, there's a Democrat that blew the whistle on widespread Orlando area ballot harvesting operation in black communities. So, you know, all these politicians that and media sources that have scream conspiracy theories or debunked or all these misinformation bullshit. They've been doing this stuff from the election process in 2020 when Trump claimed that there was widespread voter fraud. And I happen to believe Trump based off of a lot of things that I've seen through Maricopa County, Fulton County, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. There was discrepancies all over. And our system is so corrupt. Our media is so corrupt. I don't know if we'll ever get the truth. I think we know what the truth is. And I'll give you an example. I drive truck over the road. And during that election process, before the elections in 2020, I seen 100 to 150 Trump signs to one Biden sign. And that's no lie. Not to mention, everywhere, every corner you look, there's somebody selling Trump flags or Trump T-shirts or Trump this or that. Now, I've never seen that with any president. I mean, here and there, but the Trump phenomenon, I'll call it, was if you really just take a step back and look at it, it's like, holy shit, that was crazy. Like, he was a very popular president. Well, the media would have you think otherwise, but that's just simply not true. But getting back to this story, so an actual Democrat, there is an honest Democrat out there that blows the whistle on widespread Orlando area ballot harvesting operation in black communities. Now, I want everybody just to think about this for 1 second. This is just one person out of our whole system that was honest enough to come out and speak the truth. Now, It happens to be a black woman that come out, and her name is Cynthia Harris, and I have to commend her for coming out and speaking the truth. So let's go to Chris. Chris, what are your thoughts on that headline?
Well, she's really going to be in trouble with the white liberals for not acting as an appropriate black woman in their eyes, because that's kind of the way they see things. If you're black, you're supposed to act this way and vote this way and talk this way. And obviously she joined the ranks of other people of color that you're not supposed to listen to, you know, like Curtis Jackson and a few others at the Hodge twins and et cetera. But, yeah, that, and she probably also just earned herself a ticket to the basic, insane asylum with Michael Yeadon and people like that. That, you know, she's been a competent professional her whole life, but now that she's come public and said that, watch how fast it becomes that she has suddenly suffered mental health issues and became a conspiracy theorist.
It wouldn't surprise me. Daryl, what's your thoughts on that?
You want my thoughts on that? Well, number one, I'm glad that she wanted to say something because she doesn't need to be, and I'm going to say it. Oh, wait, y'all better put on your seatbelts because I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it in a nice way. It's about time that someone decided, a black person in the Democratic Party, decided not to be, how can I say, an house slave. Because the reason I'm saying that is this. The Democratic Party keeps saying all this. They say all sorts of biased racial stuff all the time. You look at a crazy president, and I did call him crazy. You know, the things that he says about black folks, about minority folks, not one single person like Maxine Waters and that other tall, bald-headed woman that's running around with her open up her mouth, they don't say anything about that. You have Al Sharpton. He doesn't say anything when Biden says stupid stuff. And everything that was, and especially Donald Trump did a lot of things for a lot of people, black, white, Latinos. Yeah, rappers singing about Donald Trump, but then all of a sudden you have everybody, they turn their back on him. This woman stood up and she just said, there has been some BS going on and I want you to know about it. People need to start standing up. Black folks, I'm telling you right now, quit being shanghaied by the Democratic Party. They don't care about you. They never have cared about you. Because if they cared about you, right now, let me ask you, are you getting something for free? No, I don't think you have a free cell phone. No, I don't think you have a free passage going anywhere. No, I don't think you have anywhere. But they say, hey, we're going to just put you on a bus and take you somewhere. No, they don't give a crap. So I'm glad that she decided to stand up and tell people what is going on. And people need to start opening up their ears and quit ducking their heads in the sand like freaking ostriches. Because there has been some crap going on. It still is. You look at all the stuff that's going on today in all these different elections. It's free, but it is not fair. Why? Because we have people that are in politics that they only go for a party, and they're getting people that are no good. They have no kind of intentions of being truthful. They have no intentions of doing things that is right for the United States. Only thing they're looking for is themselves. And I am so glad that she decided to stand up and say something, and there should be some other people. But, of course, like you said, there's going to be those people over there. They don't care what color you are. They're going to call you prejudiced anyway. And I don't get it. You know, it's just maybe at the time where they have nothing to say, nothing good to say, because their friends say, hey, let's use the word racism and prejudice. Well, they're going to go ahead and use it where they have no idea about it. You know, last time I looked, majority of these people that says that and use that term, let's see, I think you've been able to go ahead and use a bathroom, any bathroom you want. You haven't been discriminated from a college because of your race. You haven't discriminated from a job because of your race. They can't say, hey, you can't go to this school because of your race. You know what? Until you live that life, don't use that word. Just leave it out your mouth because you have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Is there some racism stuff going on? Yes, there always is. I'm so happy she stood up.
Associated with that headline is another headline that 2,000 Mules investigators, Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, were threatened with jail Monday if they do not identify a confidential informant in the Kinnitch investigation. So on one hand, you have people that call election fraud a conspiracy theory and debunked and misinformation and all that bullshit. But now they're threatened with jail if they don't identify their confidential informant. I watched 2,000 Mules. I watched the whole film or the documentary. I don't want to call it a film because it's a documentary. A film is not a documentary. Anyway, I watched the documentary and it blew my mind. And here's why. They have in that documentary literal geo-tracking, tracking of cell phones, all that stuff. They did it. And I've heard media, politicians, and other people say, that doesn't prove nothing. That doesn't prove nothing. Meanwhile, just tonight, I'm sitting at a meatpacking plant in Minnesota. And this meatpacking plant, amongst other meatpacking plants, have had over $9 million of product stolen between Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska. There was a group out of Miami. This was the story I read. A group out of Miami that drove their trucks up here and started casing out these meatpacking plants and stealing full loaded trailers full of meat, some valued as much as $300,000. Well, two loads were valued at $300,000. You know how they caught them? Cell phone tracking and geo-tracking. That's how they caught them. So don't sit here and tell me that you can catch a criminal stealing meat, but you can't catch a criminal stealing an election. Because it's bullshit. They know they can catch them, but they're not doing a damn thing about it because they know they're guilty of it. And that's my thoughts on it. And 2,000 Mules was a damn good documentary. And I highly suggest everybody, if you can go find it, please go watch it with an open mind. It's going to open your eyes. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl, let's get your thoughts on it, and then we'll go to Chris.
Well, like you said, the geo-tracking, you know it works. You know, because, you know, Kamalama Lama, you know she used that to put a lot of brothers in jail. So now here it is. You have something that states, well, we can go ahead and isolate and find out that this is true. All of a sudden, wait a minute, we can't use that. You know, but it's kind of funny. It's like we can take this all the way to the January 6th, the thing dealing with the Capitol. You know, they use all that technology on these people, but they can't use all this technology on all these riots of the riots of love and with BLM and all these other people for breaking down, tearing down everything and causing more chaos than they did at the Capitol. So it seemed like all of a sudden when the fingers and the evidence points to these people who break the law and all these Congress people who break the law doesn't pertain to them. But we can go ahead, again, like you said, we can go ahead and find these people who are in trucks and link everything to their cell phones, which we've been doing to a lot of people, and all of a sudden we can't use it? Is that good enough for them but not good enough for me? You know what? I'm above the law. But wait a minute. Isn't that what they're going after Trump for? Because they're saying that he's doing things above the law, but they're turning around doing the same thing, if not worse. And they have a record of doing this, but no one stands up and say anything. And that includes these people that's on the Democratic Party, on the Republican Party. You know, I'm glad there's one person that's decided to stand up and say something. Where's the people on the Republican side who we supposed to be saying, you know what, you have our back. You don't see them doing anything. Why? I don't want them messing with my career in politics. That's a problem with everything. We should not have people. We should have term limits. These people should not be in career politicians. But it's just, I'm glad that I hope that someone turns around and says we're going to use this and start punishing people, because we need to start doing that. We have gone away too long without holding anyone accountable for anything. We need to start doing it. So
exactly.
I hope someone get a pair of balls and go ahead and say, you know what, screw this. It's time for you guys to come to the Lord. We're going to hold your feet to the fire. You better get ready. You better get you some lawyers, because we're coming after your asses.
Exactly. And that's exactly what needs to happen. Chris, what's your thoughts on this Project Veritas thing, or not Project Veritas, the 2,000 Mules, you know, being threatened with jail?
All right. Well, you know, I'm, you know what, Daryl, come out and said it, so now it's my turn to come out and say it. You know, if you refuse to listen or even consider the election may have been interfered with, after watching 2,000 Mules, because you don't believe in the accuracy of geo-tracking, let me just go ahead and say it. You are, in fact, a science denier, and you damn it, you liberal, you need to trust the science, and you need to quit being a science denier, okay? The science is there. They used it to convict a homicide suspect in Atlanta, and they used the geo-tracking to prove that he was there on the scene, only a few feet away from the victim at the time of the murder. So if it's good enough for the court of law, if it's good enough for all the engineers, all the
telecommunications engineers out there in the country, I'm sorry, but this is proven science. I'm settled. That's the word I meant to use. It is settled science, so quit being a science denier, trust the science, and admit that something's up. But unfortunately, that's going to have to be my my last for the evening. I do need to go rejoin the family here before I hit the road for the East Coast. You know, unfortunately, with this build back broke economy we're in, I'm not home a lot for the weekend. So anyway, good night, and tuning in, everybody, and I'll see you at the next show.
Good night, brother.
All right, catch you later, Chris.
Your daughter. All right, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Careful
on the road.
Chris is ducking out early tonight. He's home with his family, and we certainly understand that. Everybody that's involved on the show, Kim has been out for the last, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks, summer. I don't know. She's been sick. She hasn't been feeling good. And I've told her, you just come back when you're feeling better. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yep.
This is just a blog talk radio show that we get on here and share our thoughts, and that's it. But before we continue, I want to share out the guest call-in number. If you're listening online and you have an opinion you'd like to share live, uncensored, on air, you're welcome to call in to a guest call-in number that we have. When you do call into that number, and I'll share that number here shortly, make sure you press the number 1. That lets my switchboard know that you want to get on air and say something. But before I give you that call-in number, this will give you 30 seconds to go find a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to play a quick 30-second ad, and I'll be right back.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America rolling. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Bolsnot new.
Yeah, that's right, Bolsnot. You can pick that up at GA Petros. They're all over everywhere. And honestly, it's a very great cleaning product. They have dash cleaner, window cleaner, all sorts of good stuff. I use all their product, their polish. It's really good product. And I don't promote nothing I don't believe in. But that is Bolsnot product, and they have a good product. So I want to get right to that call-in number. If you're listening online and you want to call in and share your opinion live on air with me and Daryl, that phone number is 516-387-1733. And like I said before, once you get through, just press the number 1. That lets my – it won't ask you to press the number 1, but once you start hearing us talking, just press the number 1. And I promise you, I'll see it on my switchboard, and then I'll add you on air as soon as I can. But that phone number, again, is 516-387-1733. So, we've had a talkative first half hour, but I'm going to go to another subject. Well, it's the same subject, actually. It's about election fraud and the misinformation and disinformation and all the bullshit that these criminals are saying it is, when there's a lot of us that know what the truth is. So there's a new Project Veritas drop that suggests the DOJ may go after misinformation as election crimes now, right before the midterms. So now basically what they're saying is you don't have a First Amendment anymore, because if you're spreading what they've labeled misinformation, that doesn't – you're not protected by your First Amendment rights. The last I knew, I could go and tell everybody that Mickey Mouse was actually a duck and Donald Duck was actually a mouse, because I was protected under my First Amendment rights. It's not up to the government to dictate what the truth or the lie is. That is up to the individual. And if an individual is too fucking lazy to go find out what the truth is and what's the lie, then the whole society's lost anyway. I don't need the DOJ to step in and be the information police. They can go straight and fuck off, basically.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
And Project Veritas has been banned off of Twitter. But here's the big news. Elon Musk has officially everything that went through, he now owns Twitter now. So now there's a lot of us that are sitting on Twitter anxious to see if the algorithms disappear. Because I tell you what, the reason I get banned off of everywhere or a lot of people don't see my stuff is because of the algorithms. I have over like 15,000 followers on Twitter. And you know how many people like see my stuff? Like 100. Like, don't tell me that you don't have me on some fucking algorithm that I can't even get my tweets out. It's quite obvious. Facebook was the same way. I'd put a post out on Facebook before I got banned now for the second time. But I'd put a Facebook post out, and they'd say, oh, that's misinformation. Now your posts are going to go to the bottom of the feed for 59 days. It's like, dude, can I dispute this anywhere? No. We already deemed it misinformation, so you're just kind of screwed. So that's what social media does. That's what big tech does. They censor you and they suppress the truth. And that's why the liberals are so pissed off right now, because they know that the truth is not going to be suppressed anymore. And they know that their echo chamber is now gone. Now they have to stand there with their own independent thought. And believe me, 95% of those people don't have their own independent thought. They're going to be lost without having an echo chamber. Trust me. And that's what makes them scared shitless, because they're going to be like, well, who's going to cheer me on now when I'm not repeating this, when I'm repeating the same thing, but not the same people are seeing it anymore. You know, they're a bunch of big chicken shits is what they are. Anyway, what's your thoughts on that Project Veritas drop that the DOJ might go after us for misinformation now as an election crime?
Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. You mean they want to go after us for telling the truth, you know, or saying what? Oh, the facts. You know, ever since they started this COVID crap and they've been hiding underneath this COVID crap, everything's going to, well, you know, fact finders, which is they can't find the fact of their ass if their ass was right in front of their damn noses. And then they sit back and talk about this with algorithms. You know, people just got to start standing up and just like, this is what we need to start standing up, because this COVID thing had made people go from standing up, looking at facts, to sitting down, cowering down in the corner. And then, well, if this person says, I guess I have to go by it, because if not, then they're going to get angry at me. So the fuck what? Stand for your rights. They're just telling you right now what they're saying is this. For this whole time, from till now, we've been telling you to shut the hell up because we don't want you to get the facts out. Now, like you said, now you got these people that all of a sudden you don't have the little echo chambers, and then now they can't sit back and pat themselves on the back because instead of having a group of them saying, well, we're just going to call you racist, or we're going to say that we're monitoring your mail, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now it's time for facts. And like you said, the thing's dealing with algorithms. Why in the hell do we have machines for voting and they have algorithms in it? And we're sitting back just like, ho-hum, there's people that are so against it, but not enough people are standing up. And, again, you know all this? Let me tell you, and I will say this. All this goes to where? Leadership. The people who we appoint in government, and right now I'm going to say it, the Biden administration are evil people, because look at the stuff that's going on. They're evil and they're misguided. No one is standing up and saying, you know what, you guys have gone too far. The person that stood up, Donald Trump. You know, everybody's like, well, you know what, whatever you think of him as a man, don't care. I really don't. Look at what he's standing up for. Look at the policies that he has. The man loves America. He ain't a racist. Unlike Biden, and we can go into that one, because the only thing you have to do is look that mess up and the things that he has said, and people start using your head. Start thinking. They have it so much that if you have free thought, that you're going to get canceled, or you're going to get kicked off your job, or you're going to get done this. Everything is negative. People, that sounds like what? China. It sounds like these communist places where everybody is running from, and they're coming to the United States. The United States is the last place of freedom. If we do not stand up to all this BS, there is no place for us to go anymore. United States is the last place, folks. Y'all need to understand that. All you people that don't like the United States, do us all a favor. Get the fuck out. There's plenty of people else wants to come in here. But see, all these people that sit back in, like, Whoopi Goldberg and all them, you notice when they Trump got elected, you notice they didn't go anywhere. But they know freedom overseas is not freedom here. Capitalism here is not socialism over there. And so
that's just like
they're not going to leave.
Just like Rob Reiner got on Twitter and said that if Elon Musk takes ownership of Twitter, I'm leaving. And I looked today. Yeah, he tweeted today as the news came out that Elon Musk is officially the owner of Twitter. And I hear all these other people that work at Twitter criticizing Musk and, you know, how dare you fire us? Da-da-da-da. You know what? I watched a video of their headquarters in San Francisco, and this girl's giving us a tour. Do you know they get fucking red wine on tap at work, where they have meditation rooms, which I call their a liberal crybaby safe place, where they can go and meditate. Or where the fuck do you go to a job that you have a meditation room? My meditation room is this little 8x8 box that I live in all day long, every day. It's called a job. If you need a meditation room, you do that after work, not during work. And so they had this nice little place up on the roof where they could grab red wine and go sit up there and drink their red wine out of a glass while they relax during a work day, but mind you. They've got a coffee shop. They get served dinner. I'm like, dude, that looks more like a freaking 5-star resort than it does a workplace. No wonder Elon Musk wants to fire 75% of them, because they're entitled little brats. They don't know what work really is. So
no, not like that.
No. Cat Turd, he tweeted out earlier, he goes, I don't support 75% of the people getting fired from Twitter. I support 100% of them so they can start from scratch. And I agree with him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But there's another headline that I wanted to get to, and it's an 18-year-old cheerleader down in Arkansas that recently died. I believe it was on Sunday, from a pulmonary embolism, a blood clot. It does not. I read the article. It does not say in there whether or not she was vaccinated. It is very possible that the vaccination didn't have nothing to do with it.
Right.
I just said last week or the week before that I had a 36-year-old cousin that just recently died of a heart attack who was fully vaccinated and boosted. They did an autopsy on him, and I think they're waiting for more conclusive results. But my thoughts on it, the first thing I asked my mom was he vaccinated? Because we're seeing all these young people just die. Like this lady, this girl here, 18 years old, her sister said, up before that blood clot, she was fine. Very healthy and active, and all of a sudden, bam. But we're seeing an uptick of sudden deaths. They call it sudden adult death syndrome. And when they started calling it sudden adult death syndrome, I really started thinking, you know, I'm a critical thinker. I start asking a million questions. And when they called it sudden adult death syndrome, I thought, so what is sudden infant death syndrome?
Thank you.
Does this all relate to one thing? Does this all relate to a vaccine? How many SIDS victims, the parents, if you're listening, how long, how many days or how many weeks before your infant suddenly died in their crib or whatever, how many days or weeks were they vaccinated before that happened? That's my question. I want to start researching this a little bit. And listen, I know it's not really it's a hard thing to discuss with somebody that's lost a baby or a loved one. But in order to get to the truth, hard conversations have to be had. And I want to know, when was your baby vaccinated before they unfortunately passed and they called it sudden infant death syndrome? And the same with sudden adult death syndrome. You know the upticks in sudden adult death syndrome? Wait, let me think about this for 1 second, because I just read a statistic, and maybe it was teens, but it was a 750% uptick in adolescent deaths that were sudden deaths. And I think that was in Europe. But think about this for a second. What coincides with all of a sudden the high uptick of sudden adult deaths or youth that are passing over with strokes or heart attacks during strenuous activities? What coincides with that? The vaccine. And experts we're baffled at what's... Wait, if you really call yourself an expert right now and you come out and say that you're baffled, you're not an expert. You're a propagandist. You're a piece of shit. Because anybody with half a brain knows what the fuck is going on right now, and nobody wants to talk about it out of fear of being rejected by society. Well, fuck society. I'll talk about it. Yep. The vaccine is what's doing this. I'm convinced of it. No, do I have any scientific or medical proof on paper right in front of me? Right in front of me. No, not right in front of me. I do not. But I've read many of doctor opinions and doctors that I trust. AmericaFrontlineDoctors.org or .com. I can't remember which one it is. They have plenty of information on there for you to scroll through. And they've been banned and censored everywhere, and including Dr. Robert Malone. Dr. Ryan, what the hell is his last name? There's a handful of those doctors. They're all in American Frontline Doctors. They know what they're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Why won't you listen to them? Because the media tells you not to? Well, I mean, what's your thoughts, Daryl, on all of this sudden adult death syndrome and the correlation, everything that's going on in today's world? What are you thinking about this, man?
Well, if you remember before COVID-19 came out and all this stuff, we didn't have people dying off like that. We have problems with SIDS. We understand that. But we didn't have grown adults dying off the way they are. We didn't have all this myocardium issues coming up like it is. And then all of a sudden we have this shot, because I will not call it a vaccine, because vaccines work. This does not. So sorry, folks. I believe in vaccines. I'm going to call it like it is. It's a freaking shot. And all of a sudden now, they're telling you, along with Biden and everybody else, and you have these commercials and the hospitals, because they make all this money, that this shot is safe and that there's nothing wrong with it and that everything is fine. And go ahead, we're going to shove it and give it to your kids. And blah, blah, you have to get this, because this is the only way we can stop the spread. No, wait a minute, not stop the spread. The only way we can slow down the spread. Number one, why you want to slow down the spread? Let's get it done and over with, because that's what our bodies do. Our immune system, you get it. Our immune system has this reaction that it does inside of his body, make T cells and et cetera. And then next thing you know, we're more resistant. But we decided to suppress that. And then now here it is. It's beginning to come out that all this stuff is going on. It's beginning to come out. Now you have doctors that are saying, when people, all you people are sitting there saying, listen to the science. But it's kind of funny how you don't want to listen to the science when the science all of a sudden says, hey, man, we fooled you for a long time. How about this? Just say this. Damn, I was fooled. Now, you know what? It's wise if you sit back and say, and look at this and say, I am not doing this. Because you got people that are dying off. I got a couple of friends of mine that died off of this, from this stuff. I have one, I'm not going to say his name, but I have one, he didn't have any issues. Then he took the vaccine. Next thing you know, he got stage 4 freaking cancer. How in the heck you go from you're fine to stage 4? You don't. But yeah, people are going to sit back and they're blindly just not going to do their facts or not accept the facts. People, stand this. They're beginning to show that this did not ever work. They're beginning to show that these people
Biden, everybody else, Fauci, all of them lie to you. They lie to you. But yet, you sit back and you don't do anything about it. You sit back and you act like nothing happened. But when somebody sits back and tells you, I'm not taking this mess anymore, then you want to ridicule them. All these people, when no one wanted to take the shot, and all you folks that took the shot and wore masks, and what did they do? They ostracized all those people that stood up and said, I am not putting that mess in my body. Now here it is. Begin to find out that this stuff is not good. A vaccine does not change your DNA. That's what this
well,
and it's called technology for a reason.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm convinced right now that God himself could come out of the sky and stand in front of the world population, and he could say to all of them, yes, you were lied to. Yes, these people were trying to kill you. Yes, this is mass genocide. I know all of this for 100% fact, because I'm God, I know. I'm convinced that the liberals would stand there and call God a liar. I'm convinced. They will double down on their lie. They will triple down on the lie as long as they don't have to admit that they had been duped.
And
because
that's
somehow
the problem we have.
They think that I'm an idiot if I admit that I was duped. No, you're not an idiot. It means that they lied to you and they're damn good at lying. But you bought it. Listen, there's a lot of people that sell cars that sell a piece of shit car to somebody, but they buy it anyway. Even though they have red flags, I don't know about that car because it kind of looks like a piece of shit. But that car salesman, he could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves, and he sold you a car that you knew was a piece of shit, but you bought it anyway.
Yep.
And then after you buy
it
was a piece of shit. But I'm not going to tell anybody about that because I don't want to look like an idiot. No, you're not an idiot. There's just people out here that are very good at manipulating, they're very good at lying,
mm-hmm.
and they're very good at convincing you to do things that you don't want to do. So here's one thing I want to say. Here's one thing about integrity that you all need to understand. Integrity is standing up for what's right, always trying to be honest. If you hand a gas station attendant, let's say your total bill is $9.20, and you hand her a 10, and she gives you change back like you handed her 20. Integrity is giving her that $10 back. Say, hey, oh, I think you thought I handed you a 20, and I actually handed you a 10. It's being honest, and admitting when you're wrong is integrity. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when you admit that you're wrong, you're going to wake up the next day. You're going to wake up every day, knowing that every day you didn't live your life a lie. And a lot of you people out there right now are living your life in a big-ass lie because you know something's wrong and you're not saying a damn thing about it. That makes you complicit.
Yep.
There.
Well, and also,
there's my little rant.
But also, too, you got to look at it on this part, too. Because you have people, we're so much into, well, I'm gonna say it like this. Your friends, they don't have to agree with you 100%. If they're there to agree with you 100% of everything, they ain't your friend. And all this stuff that went on, and if your friend sat back and said, you know what, my man, I understand what you're going to do, but I ain't taking that shot, and all of a sudden I ain't your friend, then you never was a friend in the first place. And then if that's the case, if you have to sit back and judge your friends and family that way, then you are not real for yourself. Because we have to be able to sit down and talk to each other. We have to be able to agree to disagree. And this mess right here, the only thing they did, they sat back, and if you look at it, if people just stop for a second and look at it, they simply played the United States of America, and they played their citizens. Because we have never, ever had to mask up for anything. And we mask up, you look at it, we look like China. If you look at it, we've never masked up for anything. You know what? We always rolled up our sleeves and said, you know what? I feel a little sick, but it's okay. I'm going to go to work. Why? Because I got a family to take care of. I got bills to take care of. All of a sudden, we got to mask up for this. Killed us worse off than this. And we didn't mask up.
They gaslight
you. But they sat back and looked at us like, hey, you know what? We can get these people to mask up. Let's push the button. Let's see what else we can get them to do. And you look at what they're there. They're simply
chopping and taking away our rights. Now they got all this perverted stuff that's going on in our schools. They're sitting up here. Look at the truck drivers. When you're talking about integrity, you know what? Outside, and you know this, like right outside, like Pilot, you go outside, there's an ice machine there. You can go in there, just go ahead and grab as much ice as you want. They won't know about it. I go in there and pay for my ice, and I told a lady, I said, hey, I'm just letting you know. I'm paying for two. She said, you know what? At least you're being honest about it. So, because I could go in there, pay for one, and took two or three bags. They wouldn't never know about it. But see, the thing is, though, God knows about it. And I have a relationship with God where I don't want to be answering to, well, I stole some ice. You know, integrity, people. I mean, there's times where when I went on Facebook, and I'm going to say this. I used to say on there, I only kneel to one person, to God. And a friend of mine said, you know what, you shouldn't say that. I was like, why? Because God is not a person. I'm like, you know what? I like that. You're right, because I don't know why I was saying the person. But I got on Facebook, I said, hey, you know what? I made a mistake. You know, a friend of mine told me this, and I said, I will always kneel for God. You know what? When you sit back and mention your mistakes, you know what? Now you're able to say, hey, I'm here for you. You look at all our politicians now, including Polis and all these other people that are running, they make a mistake. What do? They can't apologize. They double down. And then we're sitting back wondering, wait a minute, why is everything going to crap? Because our leadership sucks. Our leadership does not want to tell the truth about anything because they don't care about American citizens.
Look at the governor's race in Colorado where you're currently in, and they, mm-hmm. the media makes it seem like they have just two people to vote for. Now, the same thing is happening in the Senate race in Pennsylvania with Dr. Oz mm-hmm. and Fetterman. And Fetterman and
That's
Oz
true.
Just recently had a debate, and it was I'm trying to word this right. It was brutal to watch. And when I say brutal, because Fetterman is what they claim is recovering from a stroke. It's quite obvious, yes, is he recovering? He's in recovery, and he needs to be in a rehabilitation program right now to help him with that. And
mm-hmm.
the fact that his wife and the Democratic Party are pushing him to run right now when it's clear that he does not have the cognitive ability to be running and doing what he's supposed to do as a political figure, and that is represent the people. And when you are representing the people, you are expected to be mentally sharp and on point and able to handle questions, just being able to communicate. I'm not trying to say this to put down Fetterman. I'm saying this because I'm more disgusted that our system has gotten to the point now that we need to win at all costs, even if it means that it's a detriment to somebody's mental, emotional, or physical health. And it was sickening
right.
for me to watch that. And I'm not going to give too many props to Dr. Oz either, because he took full advantage of that at certain points of that that debate and kind of made a little dig at Fetterman, like almost calling him stupid, and I didn't appreciate that
right.
either. Like, it's very obvious that Fetterman was struggling to get through many sentences. But you don't have to.
Right.
It would be like going to a Special Olympics and making fun of the Special Olympics because they're not running fast enough or they missed a basketball shot.
Yeah.
You can debate. Just get your point. But you don't have to make a dig at the guy. So I was disgusted at the Democratic Party for letting this happen, and I'm disgusted at Dr. Oz for, you know, making the digs that he did. And if they were unintentional and I took it the wrong way, I do apologize for that. But I don't think I took it the wrong way. I think I seen it very clearly, and I think a lot of other people did too. So what's your thoughts on that whole Pennsylvania race, Daryl?
Man, people just need to chill the heck out. And why do we have to be so personal about this? You know, how come we can't just look at facts and then say and look at the person that's running out of all this and say, okay, is this the right person? Who gives a shit about the parties? is this the right person that we should have? Is this the right person who's going to lead us? Because, I mean, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Georgia, you look at this. They all have the same thing. Either it's, A, we have to get personal and we have to dig dirt on somebody, but we're not going to talk about their policies, because if we talk about their policies, they'll be better than the people that we decide that we want to choose. Or it just has to be, I don't understand why we just can't sit back and say, you know what, I'm the champion, like the GOP in Pennsylvania. I'm the champion. This is who I have. I'm going to take on everyone. I'll take on all comers. You want to debate me? Let's go. That's what you're supposed to do. But then you shut people out. And it's going on all over. And it's pathetic. And at the same time, you look at it, we, like I said, all our elections, they're free, yes, but they're not fair. They're not fair because we continuously pick these people who doesn't give a damn about the citizens. Only they care about is themselves. They're rich, they got money, and they don't care. And we constantly fall for it. And we're falling for it now. We sit back and say, hey, we need to have regular people in power. But what do? We fall right back to the rich. And then the hell with the people in poverty, the hell with people who are working their asses off, the blue-collar worker, because what they think is if you don't have money, then you're not smart enough. If you live in poverty, you're not smart enough. If you're this, you're not smart enough. Only people that are smart enough is the people that's been in politics and have money, but then you notice this is the direction that we're in. And until we try to get our heads out of our asses and start looking at people for who they are, we're going to continue in this spiral, and it's going to get worse. I'm glad people are finally standing up.
I'm going to tell you something, too. Last election cycle, I started voting for my conscience and my heart and what I believed was right. Election cycle, I voted for a Libertarian president. I voted for a Democrat congressman, and I voted for a Republican senator in my state. And I voted all over the ticket, some Libertarian, some Green Party, some Dems. Only one Democrat, and that was a congressional one. And because he'd stood up for trucking industry issues before. And as soon as I voted for him, like 2 weeks later, he lost the vote to Michelle Fischbach in my district. And then I read an article where he was going against the trucking industry. I thought, you dirty son of a bitch. I didn't see that before I voted for you, because I would have never voted for you. Well, now Michelle Fischbach, I don't even know who her Democratic whatever is, but I do know that Travis Bull Johnson is running against her. And I've met Travis numerous times. I've hung out with Travis up at the state capitol with him and Jesse Ventura, and I'm going to get to a story with him in a second. But I've hung out with him up at the capitol for a rally of basically to stop sending our National Guard troops into combat. And it was Save the Guard is what it was called. But there was a lot of speakers up there. And that was a good one to be at. And he was at a parade in a small southwestern Minnesota town that I traveled over to see and hang out with him there. He's a really good dude. He's down to earth, raises animals, and he will get my vote. I'm not a party voter, and I will vote for who I believe in. And that's what we all need to do all across the country. Quit voting for R or D or whatever. Vote for your conscience. Research your candidates. Just take 10, 15, 20 minutes, go through their talking points, and figure out what they stand for. And it's not going to take you very long for you to say, you know what, why would I vote for that Democrat when he's voting to put us back in lockdowns and wear masks and vaccinate our children when it's obvious the vaccines don't work? You know, why would you vote for a candidate like that? You don't have to necessarily vote for the Republican side. Go to the Independent. Go to the Green Party. There's going to be one candidate in there that you see, like the Constitution Party. You're going to, in Colorado, American Constitutionalists. You're going to see that there's going to be people that, like, man, I really like these people. But they don't have a chance. And if I give them my what I normally would vote a Democrat, then the Republican is going to win. Guess what? The Republican on the other side, he's saying the same thing.
I really like
those people, but if I don't vote Republican, then the Democrat's going to get. You literally are on two different ends saying the same thing, both of you. It's stupid.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I got to say something here now. Minnesota, the state of Minnesota's governorship, the governor race in Minnesota is heating up like a mofo. This week, Donald Trump come out and endorsed Dr. Scott Jensen, who's running up against the current governor, Governor Tim Walz. Today, former governor Jesse Ventura, who was an independent, come out and endorsed Governor Tim Walz, who's a Democrat. Blew my fucking mind because I met Ventura up at the Capitol when I was up there with Travis Bull Johnson. And
right,
I'm going to tell you something. Jesse Ventura is not the same guy that he used to be. He's a screw popped out somewhere. The first thing he said to me when we were up at the Capitol, the first thing, he goes, I'm going to tell you something. The methane gas that comes from cattle is hurting our environment, and you're not going to convince me otherwise. And I sat there and I thought, are you shitting me? Who the fuck are you, dude? This ain't Jesse Ventura. Oh, but it was. It blew my mind. He owns two Teslas, and he's got a solar panel that he produces more energy than what he uses, so he gets a check back from XL Energy. And I thought, okay, listen, you want to own Teslas and you want to have a solar panel? Have at her. But when you start pushing that shit like methane gas from cattle are going to kill us, I can't like follow along with you anymore. But the Minnesota governor race is really heating up to be a good one. And I think it's going to be damn close. And the person in the poll, the people that took the poll or predicted that Trump would win the presidency in 2016 have now predicted that Dr. Scott Jensen and Matt Burke will win over Governor Tim Walz. And that, it's going to be an interesting one. I'm just going to tell you that much. Have you been paying any attention to that, Daryl?
I'm going to start paying attention to it. I've been trying to get this truck back on the daggone road, but I'm going to pay attention. I heard a little bit bits and pieces about it, but it is getting to the point where it's getting really heated. And I'm going to start looking at that because I want to see how that turns out because it's freaking interesting. I mean, just like, you know, Herschel Walker trying to do his thing too. You know, I don't know, dude. It's just all the things that you're saying, you're dead on. And, you know, I'm going to go back to the part where you're talking about where people are supposed to be voting for their conscience because I've never voted on party lines, never. If I didn't think that you was worth it, I'm not going to vote for you. But here's some of the problems with this. Because you have people that's in the party, and they say, well, I don't want to vote for the person that you have that's, you know, with you. And then their own party people are going to turn around, and they're going to ostracize them, and they're going to talk about them, or they're going to, well, we're going to cut you off if you vote for this other person instead of the people that we want. And I'm like, why are you doing that? I mean, there's this lady that she's going for a House district. I'm not going to say here in Colorado. I'm not going to say because I don't want the GOP to come down on her. But I like her because I know her. I like her because of what she stands for. You know, she's a friend, and I consider her a friend, and always will be. You know, and I will not mention her name because I don't want nothing. I don't want the GOP coming down on her. And I hope that she wins in her House district, but it's pretty bad when you're at this point and you can't say anything because the GOP or your Democratic Party is going to come down on you because someone outside the party likes you. You know, just like we shouldn't even have votes until after you hear from everybody in the party. I mean, as everybody that is running for, say, for governor. We shouldn't even have any votes until after all the debates are over. And who knows? You may hear something where you know, you're running for governor, and this other person has an idea, and you're like, wait a minute, that's a damn good idea. You know what? Why don't you just say that's a damn good idea? But we got to a point where it's becoming tribalism, and no one wants to use common sense, or people want to stand up, but they're too scared to because they don't want to be ousted of their party. The only thing I'm going to say is this, people. You know what? I'm going to say it until
now. I will say it until 20 years from now. You should always be, I am in this because I believe in Colorado. I believe in the people. I want Colorado to stand out because I truly believe that this state could be a leader instead of California. I think this state could be leading in things where other states will sit back and say, you know what? I like what they're doing. Same thing with Florida. You know what? And I hope a lot of these people will start standing up and say, you know what? I'm done. I'm tired of this. And all you little towns, no matter where you're at, out in the United States, don't you ever, ever let someone tell you that your voice and your vote does not count. Your vote counts, and they do, because everybody's vote counts. Even if you're an independent, or you're a Republican or a Democrat, your vote counts, and you have to believe that. Because like you just said, my man, they sit back, the Democrat and Republican Party, they use the same tactic, saying, well, if you don't vote for us, then the Democrats will win. If you don't vote for us, then the Republican will win, and that your vote doesn't go anywhere. Yeah, there's other people running. They're not part of the two-party system. But I certainly hope that everybody will start thinking about that and start acting to it. And that's what I truly feel. Because if I was granted, the Lord, the people of Colorado, and God says, hey, Gerald, Danielle, you two are going to make it. What I'm telling you right now, when the next election starts, I'm going to say it again. And I will be like, hey, bring on everybody. Let's have a debate. Let's have a serious debate before we even start voting. And get rid of these stupid machines. And let's do it from scratch. And let's do this so that the people will have their voices heard. We have to start doing that, because if not, again, we're going to go into this BS that we're going to, and look at where we're at now. Look at the United States now. I have never thought that we would be in this situation. We're running out of diesel. You know, we have people that are up in politics, and they're being like criminals, and we're not prosecuting them. But yet, you have law-abiding citizens who want to protect themselves. You know, you have somebody break into their house, and we have law-abiding citizens. They protect themselves, but they get arrested, and the criminal don't. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's not America.
Yeah.
That's not even close to being America.
Not.
We got to get it back.
No. I'm going to tell you something, too, that the governor race in Arizona is getting really crazy. Katie Hobbs against Carrie Lake. And
Carrie Lake.
The media is doubling down on Carrie Lake. The politicians are doubling down on Carrie Lake, calling her a conspiracy theorist and threatening her, accusing her of gaslighting her constituents. I'm going to tell you one thing that I've learned. I used to be a Democrat. I used to vote mainly Democrat. I've changed all my political views, and it's because I started paying attention a little bit more closely. I didn't become complacent with the system. I quit watching mainstream media, and I started doing my own private research, my own independent research. And a lot of the things that Carrie Lake has claimed or has said, I have seen with my own two eyes or heard with my own two ears also. So she's not a conspiracy theorist. And everybody accuses me of being a conspiracy theorist too, but guess what? I do my own independent research, and I look in places that a normal person doesn't look. And I've had a very large following on all of my social media platforms until I get censored or suppressed or blocked or just banned permanently. Which that doesn't stop. But I'm going to tell you something. That Katie Hobbs, she is a scoundrel, and she is the epitome of what the Democratic Party is, and they will do whatever it takes to win at all costs. And I'm not saying the Republicans don't smear their opponents,
right?
But what I've seen this Katie Hobbs do is it's downright criminal. She sent out ballots without Carrie Lake's name on the ballot. And I thought, you know, that's a dirty, rotten – I mean, I was pissed when I seen that. Why isn't she arrested and handcuffed? Oh, that was a mistake. No, it wasn't. Get the fuck out of here. That's not a mistake. You know damn well what you were doing. Oh, that irritates the shit out of me. But you pay attention to – here's the races that are really just heated. I mean, if you like sitting on your edge of your seat eating popcorn, like waiting for the next move, here's the three races that are really crazy. It's Hobbs against Lake in Arizona. It's Jensen against Walls in Minnesota. And it's Fetterman against Dr. Oz
Fetterman
in Pennsylvania. Now, the other one I wanted to bring up tonight, too, was Charlie Crist and Ron DeSantis in Florida. Charlie Crist is he's a puke. I followed him on Twitter for a while, and it got so bad that I had to unfollow him because he's nothing but a dirtbag liar, and he will say and do anything to make himself look good. And he was a governor, the previous governor in Florida. He got voted out. There's a reason you guys voted him out, because he's a puke. But that's another race that I've been keeping my eye on. Now, there is another race that you're actually involved with. And it's in Colorado. It's the fact that they're not mentioning anybody other than the two candidates running for governor, that there's more candidates running.
Yep.
And you and Danielle. But what really concerned me about this is that you're, what is it, the Secretary of State that sent out the 30,000 ballots to illegals?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Why don't you, before you tell our listeners about that, I gotta do one quick 30-second break. And while I do that to our audience, grab a pen and paper, and I'll give you the guest call-in number. If you want to call in and share your opinion on live on air, you're more than welcome. So let's just play this little 30-second ad. I'll be right back with the guest call-in number, and then we'll continue on with what Daryl's going to tell you.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
That's truckertools.com, and I actually use that app, and I love the app. I think it's a phenomenal app. Again, I don't promote anything that I don't believe in, and that truckertools.com and Bull Snot Products, I 1,000% endorse. Back to our guest call-in number. If you're listening on the Internet, it's 516-387-1733. That's 516-387-1733. And if you call in and you get through, make sure that you press the number 1. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's been happening I've noticed with our radio show. People are trying to call me on a Thursday night. They all know I'm on a radio show. Every time I share my link out with my radio show, my audience reach gets cut way, way down. So there's something going on with the algorithms in big tech where they're suppressing the link every time I share it out. So if you do follow me on Twitter or anywhere that you follow me that I share, on Telegram, I'm also on YouTube, Getter, all over. But if you do see that link being shared out, it would help me immensely if you could share that out every time I share it, because they're cutting my throat. I'm not trying to blow something up into what it's not. I'm simply telling you, I pay attention to audience reach and those kind of numbers, and every time I share that link out, it is suppressed big time. Like, I'll have a normal post that'll be seen by, you know, maybe 100 or 150 people out of 15,000, which I'm already knowing I'm being suppressed. But as soon as I share that link out, it's seen by 3 or 4 or 5. So that tells you something. But anyway, let's get back to the Secretary of State in Colorado sending out 30,000 ballots to illegal immigrants. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened there, Daryl?
Well, I mean, they ended up finding out that she sent 30,000 ballots, like you said, to illegal immigrants and postcards. They're saying that they were mistakenly mailed. Really? Mistakenly mailed out. You know, and, things in the United States, you know, like for the driver's license, because they're linking some of this to the driver's license. you know, they're giving people who are not here legally driver's license, which I think that is a total mistake. That's just how I feel about it. I think it's a total mistake because, you know, it's something that you earn to be here as a citizen, and something that should be taken seriously. It's always should be taken seriously. But again, it's kind of like if this was like a bleep that this happened, you know, that she ended up doing this, and she claimed that's as accidental, which, you know, part of me is thinking that wasn't accidental. 30,000? How can you actually? I could say, okay, maybe you accidentally sent 100, but 30,000. You know, and it's just like all of a sudden it just seemed like it got swept up under the rug. And it was provided by the Electronic Registration Information Center database of Colorado, which issues driver's license. So, you know, I have questions about her because I don't think she's trying to be 100% on that she's being 100% on what she's saying, because I mean, for to me, what she did is a crime. And you know, I listened to her commercials that she has on there, and it's just like her saying, you know, I'm going to make sure that everyone's voices are the Democrat, Republican, and Independent. And I'm like, wait a minute, you didn't make sure everybody's voices was heard, because I didn't see you step up and say, hey, you know what? We need to start making these elections fair, these debates fair, where everybody gets a choice. Hey, media, okay? You need to stop this. Hey, Polis, you're the leader of everything. How come you're not saying something to your secretary? Or how come at least you didn't sit back and say, hey, you know, we can't be doing this. We have all these other people that are trying to run, and you're not doing it. At the same time, she turns around and says she's trying to bring back voter integrity. Well, then, if that's the case, then, number one, get rid of these stupid machines that has the algorithms in it. There's no need for it. Number two, how about this? Start prosecuting people that cheat. And say she did this by accident. Say she did. Why? Me personally, how come she didn't come up and say, hey, you know what? $30,000 ballots were sent out to illegals. You know what? I need to do better. I'm sorry. You know what? Y'all forgive me? I got to make this better. I messed up. That is our problem. No one wants to take accountability of anything. You got Polis, he didn't say anything. He kind of, oh, okay, because it benefits him. You know, what does he do? He's going to pay for this anyway. You don't hear anybody in the Democratic Party screaming and hollering about it, because if she was a Republican or Independent, they'd be screaming bloody murder and want to go ahead and have her head on a stick. So that's why I'm saying a lot of this stuff leads to everything, a lot of stuff that is wrong is our leadership. No one holds the Secretary of State. They don't hold her feet to the fire. We got a governor. Nobody holds his feet to the fire. We got some people that are running. They don't hold their feet to the fire. And I'm just gonna say this real quick. You know what? And so some of you folks, so you know what I'm talking about. For the governors, other than the two people and Danielle and I running, I'm going to butcher the hell out of this thing because I don't know it. Paul Florino and Cynthia Sarnini. And then you also have Kevin, that they're part of the Unity Party. Kevin Ruski and Michael Perogue. I butchered the hell out of your names, but I'm sorry. But people, you need to understand this. If I'm going to sit up here, because I'm with Danielle Neuswinger, but I want people to be held accountable, and I want everybody's voices to be heard, what kind of leader is that telling you that Danielle and I will be? When you have people that they won't even acknowledge it, they won't even say anything, that's just telling you what kind of leadership it is. We have a Secretary of State. She made a freak. You know what? I'm going to take the benefit of the doubt and say she made a mistake. How come she cannot stand up and say, people, there was a mistake that was made. I'm going to take responsibility for it. Please forgive me. I got to do better. You don't hear no one saying that. No one. Is this what we want, people? I mean, gee whiz. It's just, you know, 30,000.
It's all over the country.
There's no way.
It's all over the country. And here's how ridiculous this has gotten. This is how stupid this country and this world has become. You know what's trending on Twitter right now? Hashtag bring back masks.
Really? They already proved
like
it doesn't
people
work.
People are begging. People are literally on there begging for the government to mandate masks again. How fucking retarded. Excuse me for using that word. I cringe, but how fucking dumb do you got to be? Like, I read that, it really just gets under my skin. Like, you have to be the dumbest idiots to fall for that shit once, but now you're begging for them to come back at you. Like, what's next? What, I'm convinced that if the government said you need to stick a dildo up your ass, you guys would be walking around like ducks. I'm not kidding.
Yep.
I'm convinced that you would.
Yep.
That's how brainwashed you folks are. Wake up. Good God, what's it going to take for you morons to wake up and say, wait a minute, we wore masks before, but everybody, there's a lot of people that got sick. That's because masks don't work,
mm-hmm.
dummies. Fauci admitted it a long time ago. It says right on the box that it doesn't prevent infection. Jesus,
thank you.
I mean, I'm going to get wound up. And
you got people that's wearing masks. They blow their nose. Okay, you know what? This goes to some, I'm going to say it because somebody's going to say you shouldn't say it that way, but the stupidity of some people. You're going to wear a mask, and then you're going to sneeze in your mask and keep it on. I'm like, really? Your body, people, if you – this is where we need to start – we need to bring our education level from – we need to quit dumbifying our education level, and we need to start bringing it back up. Because, see, the reason they're dumbifying it, because the government don't want people to be smart and think on their own. Because if anybody understands how the body works, because I went to school for a nurse – only reason I didn't was able to complete it because I ran out of money, which sucked. But at least there's some things I learned out of it that I could sit back and I helped my son to get through some things. As a police officer, I saved some people because the things that I've learned and the hospitals that I was – that thank God some doctors let me go ahead and work in and be part of the system. But if you understand the mask, our bodies are made to expel stuff out of our system, to get it out into the open air. Our bodies are not made to recycle it, especially carbon dioxide. You see people running with masks. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you? You see them, you see some people, they are swimming with masks. You see some people, they do everything they do in masks. And I'm like, wait a minute, did they not say, one of the best things to help fight this COVID is getting fresh air? Is that, I believe that's what I heard. Did you hear that too?
Because I've heard a lot of things, and I tell you what, I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I've been fighting against this stuff since early on in 2020. Well, not early on in 2020, probably closer to August of 2020. And when the Operation Warp Speed happened under Trump and they started pushing these vaccines, red flags started popping. And
yep,
Trump wasn't pushing it. He just said the vaccines are available. The vaccines are available. They were right, and that come out
mm-hmm.
right after the election, November.
Mm-hmm.
And once Biden took office, that's when the mandates started happening. That's when the real
yep.
pushing of it began. That's when you have to stay home to stop the spread. 10 days to slow the spread, and it turned into months. Kept your kids out
yep.
of school. You turned into frickin' mask Nazis where you were confronting people that weren't wearing a mask while you had your mask on. Like,
mm-hmm.
because somebody chooses not to do what you do, you felt that it was your right to degrade them, to belittle them, to put them down, to call them every name in the book, sometimes even being physical. This country and this world should be ashamed of themselves for the things that you've done. Oh, Daryl Skull just got dropped. I don't know what happened. But no, you should be ashamed of yourselves of what you've done and how you acted. You didn't do any research. You watched the news, and they gaslight you. They fear-mongered you. And you did. You fell right into their trap. Now, when it's, on Twitter, and that's trending, that you're begging for them to bring back the mask mandate. My mind is blown. You can't make this shit up. I don't understand it, folks. What's going on? What did they put in the water that made you so easily manipulated and just believe every little thing that the government tells you and that the media tells you? And I've said this a million times, and I'll say it a million more. It's called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. And the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act is basically legalized propaganda coming from your government through your mainstream media sources. By the way, Daryl, you're back live on air. Oh, did he drop
again? Cool. Hi, y'all.
Oh, there you are. You're back on. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
I'm
you
back.
Dropped there for a second. I was like, oh, shit, I seen, because it gives me a notification when your call drops. But, yeah, but I was just talking about, you know, how people were treated. You know, like Governor Walz in Minnesota, they actually instructed people on Thanksgiving, if your neighbor has more than 8 people come over for Thanksgiving, you need to call this hotline. Like, that's what Nazi Germany did, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You literally called and turned your neighbors in for celebrating Thanksgiving with their family? Are you out of your minds? Are you that dull?
Stupid.
Like, didn't one red flag pop up and say, wait a minute, why would they want me to, oh, because they're spreading the disease, the virus. No, you dipshit. You know what virus was being spread? Nazism. And it was right from your governors and your media and your president.
Uh-huh.
Dummies. Wake up.
Yep. I didn't wear a mask.
What did you?
I'm fine.
Because Colorado was the same, basically the same way, wasn't it?
Oh, it was bad. You know, I feel sorry for the businesses because you have this governor shut down everything. And then in order for the businesses to do anything, they have to say, well, you need to do this, 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 and this with less customers, but you're going to have to pay for it. Did the government give them a hand in doing this? No. They just say, hey, you just got to deal with it. And everybody, I mean, like you said, no one said anything to me, which is good because I'm glad they didn't. No, one lady did. And she said, how come you're not wearing your mask? I said, I am wearing one. She said, what do you mean? I said, my mask is God. He's protecting me. And she looked at me, she's like, you know what? I like that. I was like, thank you. And I'm like, I'm not buying into this. You know what? This is my free right. I can do what I am. Not wearing no damn mask. And, you know, I'm looking at these small businesses, especially these restaurants. These restaurants was one of the cleanest places here, but yet they're the one who suffered. But, you know, we have all these small businesses. They suffered and went through all this stuff. I mean, they have to get barriers, move their tables around, less customers, therefore less income. And then, but yet, they still have their bills. They still have rent to take care of, their leases. And did the government step in and help them? No. But, you know, but, oh, it's okay. You know why? Because you have the big areas like Costco, Sam's, Home Depot, Lowe's. They're making record sales. It's okay for them. But our small businesses, they fail. And they continue to fail. But, yeah, again, we have a leadership that don't want to do anything. And then you have doctors. They want to tell the truth, but they can't tell the truth anymore. Why? Because we have the hospitals. They're just straight up told you. If your doctors, if you tell the truth about what's going on, you're going to be fired and you will not be able to practice anywhere. What kind of BS is that? I mean, that should be telling people, wait a minute. You know what? There's something got to be more to this than what's going on. Instead of, well, let's just go ahead and obey because the government tells us what to do. People, that's why we need to do better in education, because this is the same thing it went through with the Nazis. The same thing. It's not all of a sudden that Hitler showed up. Dun, dun, dun. I'm taking over Germany and the world. It happened very slowly with different things. Assault rifle. Can somebody tell me what an assault rifle is? Because there's no such thing as an assault rifle. It's a term they use. And guess where it came from, people? Read your history books. It came from Nazi Germany. It's the same thing. They're doing the exact same thing. But see, they dumbify our education, so we don't figure this out. They sit back and tear down history, so then that way we're going to repeat it. Because we do not sit back and look at books, because it's kind of hard to go ahead and edit books when they're already made. But you can go ahead and edit anything you want over the mainstream. People, we got to start doing better, because if not, we're going to end up like a third world country. We're going to lose the United States. And all you people that sit back and you're thinking that the government is here to take care of you, I'm going to tell you this right now. Nancy Pelosi and all these rich people, you know what they're going to do? The United States is going to take a shit. And these rich people, what they're going to do, they're going to get in their non-green airplanes, and they're going to leave the hell out of the United States and go to some damn island, and they're going to sit back and look at it and say, all those people that believed in us. Okay, well, you know what? They could go ahead and live in that. They can live in squalor while we're going to live high off the hog where we went on and did Inside Trader, and we're making a lot of money on this stuff. People, and that is
case in point.
You start opening up your eyes.
Case in point, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, Jew versus not a Jew. Just compare the two. People get mad at me. How dare you compare this to the Holocaust? Well, here's why. Here's how. I'm not vaccinated. I was criticized, ridiculed, put down, yelled at, screamed at. Wasn't ever physically assaulted because I'm a big guy, and if somebody would even come close to that, I would have knocked their ass out. I will not put up with
exactly.
that. But I've had people give me these looks or whatever because I wouldn't wear a mask or. No, I'm not going to be your little lapdog. I'm not going to be a sheep. But I heard a lot of you vaccinated that said they need to take these unvaccinated to put them in camps. You literally said that.
Yep.
Did you not learn anything from history? They said the same thing about the quote dirty Jews. They need to be put in camps. And guess what happened? They killed 5 million of them, or 6 million of them, or 7 million of them, whatever the hell number it was, by putting them in camps, putting them on train cars. You literally said that. You compared Nazi Germany to the unvaccinated. You basically treated the unvaccinated and said the same damn thing they said about the Jews and Nazi Germany about the unvaccinated. Shame on you.
Exactly. Yep.
That's what you people have done.
Yep.
And you sit back and you feel justified. You feel like you're righteous because you went and did exactly what a good little sheep would do. They told you to go get vaccinated. You went right in and got vaccinated. When the second shot came out, you were the first in line. When the booster came out, you were the first in line. Now the government's telling you that you're probably going to have to get a booster once a month for the rest of your life, and you're cheering it on. And now it's trending on Twitter, hashtag bring back masks. You can't possibly be that stupid. No, you can, because you are. And I'm not afraid. I'm not going to mince my words. You are stupid. You have Stockholm syndrome. You have.
Thank you.
What the hell's the word I'm looking for? There's a phrase.
Did you explain Stockholm syndrome to some of these folks so they don't know what that is?
Oh, no. Cognitive dissonance. Look it up. Cognitive dissonance. And
y'all
Stockholm syndrome. There's your homework right there. Go look it up because there's a lot, and it's probably not any of my audience because our audience is more like-minded individuals like us, which I'm not opposed of liberals or anybody else listening to the program, but I guarantee you they'd get about 3 minutes into this. I mean, actually, they'd get through our intro song, and they'd shut it off because it was too much, America in one song, and that would offend them. Because they hate America. But you know what? Screw them. And, screw you for any of you that tried to, stand there and force me to do something I didn't want to do. We live in a free country.
Yep.
And freedom has costs. Freedom isn't free. And there's 400,000 reasons in Arlington National Cemetery that's proof that freedom isn't free. So I suggest
you
wake your fucking asses up.
There you go. Because freedom, you're right, freedom is not free. Those 400,000, including the people that are sitting here fighting right now, including their families. That's why I always said I will always love my vets. And none against people who are not in the military. But you know what? You need to seriously take a step back. And you need to look at these people, all of us who have gone to war, all of us who serve in the military, for the freedoms that you have right now.
the freedom for you to go ahead and make crazy decisions, the freedom for you to go ahead and open up your mouth and say bad things about the president. Because I tell you what, you take your butts overseas, over the Middle East, and the president there is called the emir. Say something badly about him in public. This man is pasted all over buildings. I have never – you think Trump was pasted everywhere? No. You have to see this to believe it. You have the emir. He's painted on – dude, he's on skyscrapers. On skyscrapers, on buildings, on bridges, on cars. The man is everywhere. But don't you talk badly about him in public, because if you do, you're going to have – there's going to be some things that are going to happen to you that you may not even live to see through it. But yet, here we are in the United States. You can go ahead and talk trash about the president of the United States. You know what? You people got so much dang on freedom here that you do not understand what's going on overseas. But yet, you want to sit here and complain. You know, it's just like dealing with this mask and stuff. Folks, you know, I had to get shot. I had no choice. I fought like hell with my religion, for a religious exemption. But, of course, they didn't hardly get anything in the military. So I took the JJ. But you know what? I've always did vitamins, and I took care of myself, never wore a mask. And guess what? I am fine because my immune system is working. Now, I'm not going to say that happens with everyone.
I'm going to stop you for 1 second, though. Now, I want to explain to the audience one thing here. I'm unvaccinated, okay, and I told you that earlier. And anybody that listens to the show on a regular basis knows that me and Chris are both unvaccinated. Now, we brought on Daryl to be our second co-host on the show with us, and Daryl just said he's vaccinated. Yet he's vaccinated, and he stands with the opinion that me and Chris have of what some of you people that were vaccinated did to us unvaccinated and what you said to us and how you treated us like we were lepers. So I want you to grasp that a little bit. Let that resonate that this man, he serves in the military. He's running for public office. He was a police officer. He's a black man. That doesn't matter. But for our black audience, I want you to understand, this is your peer. This is our peer. We're Americans. Black, white, yellow, green, red, doesn't matter. We're Americans. Here's a vaccinated American that chose, he made his own choices because we have freedom. I am an unvaccinated American, and I made my choices because of my freedoms. I want you to understand that. That's what freedom means. Individuality, individual freedoms. No government official should ever force you to do anything. When they say it's for the greater good, oh, it's for the greater good. So if the government come and told you, you know what, for the greater good, we're going to start taking 75% of your paycheck and redistributing it the way we see fit, but it's for the greater good. Would you be okay with that? No, you wouldn't. So anytime that the government tells you that we're going to do things for the greater good, that's exactly when you need to start really asking a lot of questions. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Daryl, but I had to make that,
point
real quick.
You know what? And I'm glad you made that point because me, I have never treat. I don't care. If you want to wear a mask. I don't give a damn. If you want to go ahead and get poked 10,000 times, I don't give a shit. Go ahead. I'm not going to sit up here and say, ooh, you're wrong. You're wrong. No, that's just your choice. But don't try to force your choice on me. You know what? I had to take it because I'm close to the end of my tour. So either I leave everything behind that I worked so hard to get, or I take it. You know what? Did I fought for hell, as hard as hell? Yes, I did, because I did not want this mess in my body. But I'd rather take the JJ because you're not putting that mRNA crap in me. But at the same time, I do not sit back and ridicule anyone over it. I may shake my head and look at you when you're out there in the hot weather and you're wearing a mask and you're by yourself or you're running with a mask. I may look at you, shake my head, but I don't turn around and run away from you like some of these people are doing. I don't turn around and say, well, you ought to go to a camp. You know what? You're exercising your own right. I don't give a shit what you do, but don't come at me with it. You know, and that's the problem now we're having with people.
That's what I don't understand. Uh-huh. Like I'm driving down the interstate in my semi, and I know you've seen the same thing, but I'll be driving down the interstate, mm-hmm. and I'll look over, somebody passing me, they're by themselves, in their car, driving down the interstate, wearing a mask. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere. It's not like you're jumping from one exit to the next exit and you're getting off for a doctor's appointment, because I get that. You got a doctor's appointment where they still require masks or whatever, and you come from another place that had masks, and you're only going for 2 miles, and you got your mask. Whatever. I really don't give a shit. I sit here and I look, and like, we're like 40, 50 miles from any town. You didn't just jump off from a doctor's appointment and go to the next exit for another doctor's appointment. Like, why you got your mask on? Like, I'm just mm-hmm. Not that I care. Like, it's up to you. If you wear your mask to bed at night, I don't care. I just ask myself, though, why? What is going on in your head that you really think that you still need to wear your mask when you're by yourself in your car in the middle of nowhere? Like, are you convinced that the boogeyman is going to jump out of the road ditch and attack you with the virus? I don't understand.
I'm
not trying. It sounds like I'm trying to put him down, and I don't want to sound like that. I know I am, but I really don't care. But but the point I'm trying to get to is, I will not comply to any mandates that come out from here on out involving masks, vaccines, or anything else. I'm going to tell you right now, including a lot of the trucking industry regulations that they're proposing come out. They want us to all to have a truck ID now, where it gives out our personal information and our company's information to the DOT. Not happening. They want to put a speed limiter on my truck. I'm telling you right now, it's not happening.
No.
I will drive my truck, and I will park it right against the front doors of the FMCSA office in Washington, D.C., before I let that fucking happen. And I'm going to tell you that right now, that I will do that. I'm not saying I'm going to do any damage or harm or violence. What I'm going to tell you is, I will park the front of my truck up against the doors of the FMCSA building in protest. If you think you're going to jam any more regulations down our throat. You know, the ELD, we fought against the ELD, the electronic logging device. I fought tooth and nail over that. Mm-hmm. We weren't successful. But now that we found out that they're taking the information and selling that data to companies off of our ELDs. I'm going to tell you right now, my name will not be associated with any more of your stupid-ass regulations that you're going to sell to other companies without my permission and without me getting a paycheck. So, with that being said, I'm saying no, I will not comply to any more unruly, unconstitutional, tyrannical mandates from any more government official from here on out. And if you think I will, and you're going to send your goons after me, come and get some. I'm prepared. That's all I'll say.
You know what?
So anyway,
and you know what?
Go ahead.
See, right now, because right now, if you see me right now, I'm up standing around like, okay, come on, I want to say something. You know, this is one of the things that's one of the reasons why the media cover me. Nor does the GOP and the Democratic leadership want me and Danielle to get our names out, because I am big on protecting the truckers. Because somebody said, well, how come? Because they just said, number one, death. We don't need that shit. Because when it comes down to trucks, it tears up the trucks. It messes up with the engine. It's just a big mechanical nightmare. You got trucks on the side of the road, have to regen. We want to get rid of it. And someone said, well, you can't do that. It's a federal blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, really? Yeah. Okay, this is the state of Colorado, right? Yeah. Okay, so is marijuana legally illegal federalized? Well, yeah. But you can smoke it, can't you? Yeah, so why can't states start standing up? Because dealing with that, and also like you said, we don't need to have all these mandates coming down that's passed from California to here. They did, and you do realize, and truckers were going to tell you this, you know, on the visor where they said you can't have it no more than 6 inches. Well, but it's okay for the electric trucks. It's okay for them to have it. So now they're saying, oh well, you don't have to have that anymore. But then also scales, we have to. You have to go through a weigh station, right? I have to go through a weigh station. But here it is, the electric trucks, they don't have to. Me, if I was governor or lieutenant governor, and I look at my governor, I said, look, this is what we got to do.
You know what? These electric trucks come through, they need to go through the weigh scale just like everybody else. You know what? This ELD crap, we need to get rid of it in our state. You know what? This death, we need to get rid of that. This mandate of them holding on to your information, sell it to the DOT, we need to get rid of that. We're not going to do it in the state of Colorado. You know what? If the state of Colorado stood up and said, you know what? We're going to protect our truck drivers, unlike California. You know how many other states are going to start following behind us? But the problem is we keep electing people who don't give a shit. They, you know, they say, oh, I got a business. Like, for instance, the old boy, he got a floral business. He knows a little bit of trucking, but he don't give a shit. You know, we got the other ones. She's into whatever, Heidi. She has her business in the dogs, but she don't give a shit. But then you got Danielle. She's a rancher. Oh, wait a minute. They have farm equipment, runs by diesel. They got trucks. They got to haul their cattle somewhere. So she knows a bit about it. I've been doing this for 40 years. I know a lot about this. So we have the trucking companies. They're going for people that don't care about them. And that's when I sit back and I don't understand this with folks. Everybody is always saying, we want someone who works, that understands us, but we don't sit back and get these people in office so they can start putting up a fight. Because right now, they're just saying, well, we don't care. We're going to pass any laws we want because we got the governors. They're not going to stop us because they don't give a shit. And then you got the big trucking companies. You know what? And I hate to go like this, but they're hiring all these people that are out of the country, and they do not understand our philosophies. This ELD crap, have you noticed there's more trucks on the side of the highway than before? It's not that we have more trucks. We have more trucks on the highway, on the side of the highway, because when this ELD says you got to stop driving, you have to stop. We have more trucks that are going. We have more trucks, more accidents, because we have people in a hurry to get someplace so they can get stopped before the ELDs decide to stop, say that they're out of service and that they can't go any further. We have a whole bunch of issues dealing with this. If you notice, back in the day, trucks used to stop on the side of the road to see if you're okay. If you notice that trucks don't really stop on the side of the road anymore, you know why? Because they're chained to that ELD. They cannot make up the time anymore, so they have to keep going. You know how much we could help people, help each other? We got trucking companies now. You see a truck on the side of the road. Back in the day, we had CBs. Well, people will call to make sure you're all right. We'll even have, if we don't answer you, somebody say, hey, can somebody check on truck at mile marker 67? We'll have a truck check on mile marker. Hey, you okay? Yes or no, I need some help. You know what? Because that's how trucking was. But now we got this electronic stuff here, and it's just making trucking worse. And my point I'm making, people, is this. You know what? We have people that are in government. You constantly keep supporting these people who don't care. But yet, at the end of the day, you complain about it. But you don't do anything about it. It's just like, and I'm going to say it because I'm a black man. I don't care if I wasn't a black man. I'm going to say it anyway. Just like all these black representatives, they sit back and they vote. They get all the black votes. And they say, Democrat Party, we're here for you, blah, blah, blah. And what do they do every single time when it doesn't go their way? They look at like Biden and Obama and everyone else and say, we voted for you. How come you're not helping us like you said you were going to? People, you need to stop voting on political lines and start voting for people who are going to help you. Everything goes from leadership, people. It always has. But they don't want you to understand that. And you're right. I'm the same way. They ain't putting that shit on my truck.
No.
I can't make any money.
And
Biden got it to the point. Like,
let me add,
go ahead. Sorry.
Let me add. I gotta close the show up here. But in response to that, you know, what Daryl's saying is, like, Biden come out today and said that extra leg room that you have to pay for on airplanes, that affects minorities. That affects black people. Every freaking thing is racist. Everything. It's like, wait a minute. So that extra leg room that somebody has to pay $76 for to have, that's extra 6 inches, only affects minorities and black people. It affects the lower class. How many people that can't afford gas money in their car to get to the gas station do you see flying on a jet to go to L.A. to a business meeting? Zero. Let me just tell you all something. That $76 that you have to pay for extra 6 inches of legroom affects everybody, whether you're black, white, green, or yellow. Don't buy into this bullshit anymore. Every fucking thing is about race. Everything. Jesus. If I go to a bathroom and it's got a white door on it, oh, that's a white supremacist bathroom. No, it's not. It's a bathroom with a white door. Quit making everything about race. Good Lord Almighty, I drive a black truck. Does that make me a racist? Oh, yeah, see, drive your slave down the road. Is that what you want to say to me? Go ahead. I don't give a shit. Call me a racist. I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I am tired of the rhetoric coming out of the left. I am tired of, like, Kamala Harris came out today, too, and said that the exhaust fumes from diesel in the buses are affecting people, affecting kids' learning. No, they're pushing their electric bullshit. They're pushing their electric bullshit, and they're making up any kind of lame duck, loony, whatever you want to call it, to make their agenda look like it's sellable. Basically what they are is snake oil salesmen. They're trying to sell you snake oil. They're trying to sell you a hand grenade in a plastic bag. They're evil people. And if you don't think that every single one of these people that are trying to sell the electric agenda to you aren't heavily invested in the electric stock, the mining of lithium and all that stuff, you best believe they are heavily invested or are getting kickbacks from somebody along the way. And if you think, oh, electric is the way to go, let me just tell you something. The mining to get these batteries is, who do you think mines it? A couple mice?
Slaves.
No, it's big equipment that runs off of diesel that uses an astronomical amount of diesel fuel to mine this stuff, by the way. Okay? Now, once you get the battery made for the electric cars, then you pay $50,000 for this electric car. Now, this is the truth, and you're going to love this. And then I got to wrap the show up because I got like 2 minutes left. I'm going to do it fast.
Okay.
They get the electric batteries in these cars. You pay $50,000 for them. They last 6-7 years, the batteries do, and then the batteries take a shit. Your car's worth, if it was running good, worth about $20,000, maybe 25. Let's call it 20. So you go in and say, my car still looks good, not a ding in it, interior's perfect, but the batteries are shot. I need new batteries. How much is that going to be? New batteries for that is anywhere between $15,000 and $25,000 on a car that's worth $20,000, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know. Okay? Now, let's look at the other part of this. They take those old batteries out. What do they do with those old batteries? Do you think they recharge them and make them new again? No. They're shot. They're shit.
Nope.
Do we have like a landfill for that's safe and for our environment? I don't know of any.
No.
So when you have, like in California, they're banning all sales of gasoline vehicles by the 2035 have to be electric. They don't even have the infrastructure to have an electrical grid now without all those electrical cars. What makes you think they're so fucking brilliant that they're going to have that electrical grid up and running by 2035? Dude, we're in 2022, and they still can't figure it out. Like, are you serious? You really believe this shit? Now, come on. Ladies and gentlemen, now I called you stupid earlier in the show. Some of you, not all of you. But the ones that I direct that comment to are the ones that aren't going to be watching or listening to my radio show, unfortunately.
That's true.
Because they need to hear that they're dumb. They need to hear all of this. But they won't. They won't listen to it. You know why? Because it's not MSNBC, ABC, CNN. It's not their media sources shoving that shit down their throat. Or the paid people by non-Democratic Party, the official Democratic Party. They work for the Democrats. They're super PACs, basically, that pay these social media influencers on Twitter. And it happens on both sides. But I know it on the Democratic side. Brooklyn Dad Defiant is one of them. He's the biggest fucking douchebag ever. He pulls shit about abortion and this and that. He's an instigator. By the way, he gets paid $60,000 by a super PAC to do that. I don't get paid a damn thing, not for this radio show, not for anything. Not, all my opinions are my own opinions on my radio show and on social media. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't steer you wrong. And that is another reason why I have so many people that follow me, because they know I'm not a paid instigator or a social media influencer. I'm saying to you the truth and what's on my mind, and I want to see the best for this country on both sides of the aisle, political aisle, or
yep.
all, I should say all sides of the political aisle.
There you go.
I want everybody represented. I want everybody happy. I want everybody to succeed. I don't want to see one,
yes.
I don't want to see the teeter-totter keep on going up and down. No, I want to see it level out where there's people all the way across that teeter-totter, and we trust each other, and we know that it's
there
not going to fall to the right. It's not going to fall to the left. It's going to stay right in the middle. And you know where we start with that? By holding our elected representatives accountable when they lie, when they cheat, when they steal,
and when
they're fucking corrupt. And right now we're seeing the biggest corruption in the history of the United States of America. And on that, ladies and gentlemen, we are ending the Disrespected Trucker radio show episode number 53 with Chris Bikerson, Jeremy Johnson, and Daryl Gibbs. And on the last note, I want to say God bless each and every one of you, and I wish each and every one of you well. Have a great night.
Amen.
Have a great night, and God bless. I'll catch you later, guys.
God bless everybody.